This show is paid for by Worldwide International.
Solid Beats.
It's Real Talk Radio, coming to you live on Saturdays at 3 with Original Nay, and Just T. And we are coming to you with topics that will blow your mind in the mindset of the Lord above, and testimonies from you out there, and some from us. Please email us any questions or concerns, or maybe you want to be on the show at realtalkradio312@gmail.com. Also, watch us on social media. We are on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, all live. We can also send you the audio once the show is over, especially if you are on the show with us. Thank you, and we hope to see you or hear from you every Saturday at 3 o'clock on 106.1 Praise Baltimore. And that again is praisebaltimore.com, and we're out.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Saturday.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Real Talk Radio with Original Nay and
Just T.
So, ladies, I'm going to let Just T do us a little prayer before we get started. Then I'll do some fun facts and we'll jump right in.
Lord God, we come to you today just saying thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we ask you to cover this show, Father God. We ask you to cover us for the listeners, Father God. We just praise your name in advance, Lord. You've been so good to us, Father God, and we can't say it enough. We are thankful for what you're doing, what you have been doing, and what you're going to do. We praise your name in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, let me go into some fun facts. This past Thursday, I should say, we had our podcast, and I do fun facts on there as well. But Just T had asked me to repeat one of them that I had. So that is, the longest concert in the world lasted 453 hours.
Did you find out how long 453 hours was?
No, I didn't. Okay. Did you?
I didn't.
Oh. All right. And I didn't know this one right here either. Competitive art was once a sport in the Olympics.
For real?
I didn't know that either. Didn't know this one either. Abraham Lincoln was a licensed bartender.
Get out of here.
Uh-huh. And then let me tell you this one.
The president?
The president was a licensed bartender. And if you watch the movie, The Vampire something of Abraham Lincoln, he was also a vampire slayer. But that was false advertisement right there.
Okay.
All right. So Vincent Van Gogh, in his lifetime, only sold one painting. In his lifetime. Not since he's passed. He sold more since he's passed than he did while he was alive.
I guess they only like them now that he's gone.
Uh-huh. Is he the one that lost the ear? He's the one that lost the ear.
Original name.
All right, guys. This week, we are talking about abuse in your life, not just physical. So, Just T, I'm going to ask you the questions.
All right, before we start.
Oh, birthdays. I'm sorry, Just T. I'm sorry. So, I overpowered that.
It's okay. I didn't have any birthdays, but I do want to tell y'all, my niece, Nira, that I was looking for somewhere for her to stay, and she finally found somewhere to stay. She just had her baby on June the 3rd,
woo-hoo!
And his name is Carter. So I want to say congratulations to Nira and JoJo on the birthday of baby. My granddaughter, Demia, just graduated from 8th grade on Thursday,
it was amazing.
She's Down syndrome, and now she's getting ready to go to high school, y'all. I teared up so bad. So I want to say congratulations, Demia.
Congratulations.
On to the next step, baby. High school, here she come. And so, okay, we can jump into the questions.
Okay.
Now, you sure? Or anything, right?
Not this time. No.
All right.
So, number one, I have three of them. What types of abuse has been in your life, Justine?
I've had some mental abuse. I've had some physical abuse. And I had some, I don't know if you want to call them, like, it's probably under mental as well, like some breakdowns.
Those are the only ones? Okay. I'm going to answer mine. I had physical, mental, emotional, verbal, and probably many, many more. But
Let me throw verbal up in there, too. Uh-huh, verbal is in mine, too.
Okay. Number two. Have you helped someone close to you dealing with any type of abuse?
I did. So I had a friend not too long ago that was in an abusive relationship, and she had no idea how she was going to get out. And I told her, I said, first of all, pray. I said, second of all, ask God to reveal to you what your next step is. Because the steps that I was going to take, we don't want her back. Let her stay where she is. Because I believe that nobody should be in an abusive relationship. I don't care if you have kids with the person. I don't care if you're like madly in love with people and you think that nobody else that you can get. Yeah, no, don't stay in a relationship with somebody going upside your head. And it's not only the men, it's the women too.
Some women are really abusive.
Yeah, so don't stay in a relationship with somebody going upside your head. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Go upside my head, I'm going. I'm coming back at you.
You're coming back out, ain't you?
I'm coming back out. Yeah, so.
The old Justy is coming back out.
I'm retire my trunk. I'll let y'all know what that means later. But I'm going to have to unretire it because it's just, I just would not stay in a relationship. I have been in an abusive relationship before, and I stayed. I stayed because of the kids, and I felt like that person needed me. But in all reality, I needed myself. So, yeah, don't ever, this thing told me don't use hand gestures. Okay. don't ever stay in an abusive relationship. That's just not cool.
Okay. And I'm going to go, before I answer it myself, I was in an abusive relationship. My first husband and I was abusive to me and the children. And before I left, I was really scared because I was going to be a single mother of four children. And I just didn't feel like at that time I could do that on my own. So that's what took me so much time to get out of the situation. But once I left, I didn't go back.
So when you say, and I, what does that mean?
What?
You said I was my ex-husband and I was in an abusive relationship.
Oh.
Like, were you abusive too?
No, I didn't abuse. Okay. I didn't abuse. Maybe my verbal, maybe my mouth was abusive.
Okay.
But I wasn't
sure.
Physical like him. He was a little physical.
He was abusive?
You know, not original. Nay, why would I be abusive? Not me. But my answer to the question says, in fact, I'm trying to use my situation to show a few women. And matter of fact, we talked about this certain situation right before we came on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
To deal with certain things that they don't have to deal with and stop making excuses, which I did in my situations, to not leave the situation. Mm. Put yourself first. Because if you don't, mental health is also going to be a problem in your life because it's going to make your situation worse. You're going to be depressed. You're going to not eat, or maybe you will eat too much.
And you may be even suicidal.
Suicidal is a big thing, too. And I've experienced that in my lifetime as well. I put myself in the shelter. That's where me and Just T met. And for my second marriage. And let me tell you, since I got out and got back on my feet and doing for myself, car, house, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. But it's still a struggle. It's a job, yes. Full-time job. 7-day-a-week job. Plus the radio and a podcast and some extra stuff. And now getting ready to take on another child in my house. But, hey, it's what it is,
gotta
you know.
What
doesn't break you makes you. Or am I saying that right?
You're saying it.
Okay. All right, we'll
I don't
go
know
to.
If you're saying it right, but you're saying it.
Well, I think I'm the woman I am today because of what I've been
That's
through.
Right.
And
yeah.
I know I'm going to be a better woman when I go through the rest.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to stay on that narrow path that I can only see halfway in front of us. Did we talk about that Thursday? We only see halfway in front of us.
Halfway in front of us.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay on that narrow path to see that halfway in front of us. Okay, so I think I blabbered a little bit too much right there. So I'm going number three. What advice can you give yourself to be aware of your surroundings and to try to avoid the chance of more abuse? Remember, not just physical, Justy.
Get myself together. Oh. I mean, I'm getting myself together because I was just telling Original Nahow, somebody almost got me out of a nice amount of money, but I listened to God and was like, oh, yeah, no, because I ain't want to have to hunt nobody down there.
Hell yeah, no.
So the advice that I would give to myself is that listen to God more. Be more aware of your surroundings and what's happening around you and what people say out their mouth. Key words are what they say out of their mouth. That's what I go about now, is what they say and how they say it. Some people may try to convince you that they on the up and up. It's not always true, y'all.
It's not. And then somebody could beat around the bush and, you know, let you think they're doing what they told you they're doing when in all reality they're not.
They're not. Nope.
Now, I want to say, because we're kind of early in the program, and whoever is watching us on live, if you would like to call in and answer these questions yourself, you could at 443-308-2803. If not, you can ask us the questions on our live, and we will say them out loud.
Because we can see the day.
As we can see the day, yeah. You see, I got these things.
Usually on her head, and she usually looking for them.
Yeah, I'm looking and squinting and everything, and they're right on top of my head. What can we tell our listeners, Justy, about any type of abuse? Just choose one that you can elaborate on and maybe give them some advice on how to put themselves first.
Mental.
Okay.
The reason why I pick mental is because that's serious to me. It's serious because mental has like depression, suicidal. It can have a lot of things into one. Like, your mental health is so important. That's why I don't mind talking to a therapist, because guess what? My therapist already know when we get on the phone, we're going to be on there for like an hour and a half. So you may as well just go ahead and push everything to the side, because we're going to discuss my mental. And about 2 weeks ago, I definitely had a breakdown. And once I had that breakdown, afterwards, I felt like I was so relieved. Because I got this out. So that's another thing with your mental. Don't hold it in. Find somebody that you trust and you can talk to them. Because holding in your mental, it can do some things to you. I'm telling you. I felt like I was going downhill when I, once I told her about the mental, I felt like I was going downhill. I felt like I was just spiraling downwards. And I actually was, but once I got it all out to her and she listened to me and then she gave me her opinion and I was like, well, yeah, that makes sense. Because what she does is sometimes she's like, well, do you think that, you know, somehow you can change this? How can you change this for yourself? That was a big question for me.
Right.
Like, how can I change something for myself? I got to be the person that jumps in there and be like, oh, okay, I'm not going to deal with this no more. I'm not going to deal with that no more. Some things are harder to disconnect from.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder because sometimes you could be in love or you can be in a relationship because you got children. You can be in a relationship because you work for that person. It could be different things, but you have to realize what it is that you need to do. So my mental is so much better. Look, today I'm so much happier. one of my close friends had said to me one day, she said, I seen you on the radio today and you didn't look good. We've been friends for over 40 years. Only she would be able to tell that I was going through something because of, I don't know. I asked her how she knew. She said, I just knew. And some people can. They can just look at you and be like, you all right? You need a hug? And sometimes that makes my day. Hey, just give me a hug. You know, when my grandkids do something and they be like, Nana, just give me a hug. I'd be like, no, because you know you're in trouble. But I'll give them a hug and it'll make things so much better. Sometimes you just need a hug.
You are so right.
Or you just need somebody to listen to you.
You are so right. I got a movie suggestion a couple days ago and I watched this movie last night. Mm-hmm. Let me know if you watched it. Tyler Perry's The Straw.
I'm watching it tonight, girl.
All right, so I won't go into details about
it. Don't you spoil it for me.
It was delicious, I'm going to tell you that. Okay. Delicious.
Don't you spoil it for me. They say it's like a John Q.
So
have you ever seen John Q movie?
I'm trying to think. John Q.
Yeah, Denzel Washington.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
All right,
yes.
So is it something like that?
It's a... I brought it up because it's a mental health thing mm-hmm, to me. Mm-hmm. The movie is about... To me, is about mental health.
Okay.
There's a lot of twists and turns in it. That's all I'll say.
John Q was the same yep. way. It was a mental health thing. But it was a mental health thing because of his son.
Oh, okay. So all right, but so yeah, next talk, week, we'll talk about it, and we might talk about it Thursday on the podcast as well, so Justy can watch it tonight. I'm telling you, it was some tearjerker in there, too.
Okay.
So
I cry about everything
so
now,
let me
so
tell
okay.
you, I had to take these glasses off about 5-6 times and wipe my eyes.
Yeah, cry about everything. At my granddaughter's graduation, they was like, you okay? You okay, Nana? I said, yeah, I will be. Let me get myself together because Demia is now 14. And since she was a little baby, I have had her. And to see her with the improvement that she's doing now, it's like, it's so amazing.
I'm like, so proud of you, so too, because we've been going. We work at the same job, so we both doing 7 days a week, every week.
But I show up for them every time.
And when something happens with our children or somebody close and dear to us, grandchildren too, mm-hmm. we stop
sure we
all
up.
That we're doing and get to where we gotta go. We have
show
to show up, you know, because so nobody else is going to do it. Mm-hmm. It's not nobody else's responsibility but ours. So,
and my thing on Facebook was like, if it's the one thing that I do, I'm always going to show up for my grandkids. Because when she seen me,
amen.
Her face lit up, and then she came over there and grabbed my hand and wanted to introduce me to everybody. But I said, graduate first, baby. I'm going to meet them afterwards. But it was like, it was a beautiful moment. So I only have 3 biological grandkids, but altogether I have 12.
Oh.
And so, you know, if somebody calls me and say, hey, they need you here for this, oh, I'm there.
Yeah.
Because I love to support my grandkids.
I have a bonus daughter who has 2. So I have no biological grandkids, and my kids range from 22 to 28 now. But my 28-year-old bonus daughter has 2, and they will be 2 and 4 this year. And let me tell you, I'd do anything in the world for them kids.
Mm-hmm.
Their mother need me. Even if it's something she did wrong, I'm right there. Justy can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do our podcast one night because I had to go.
Mm-hmm. And I understood because
you know.
That, as grandparents, that's what we do. We show up. Even if we ain't feeling good. Look, my stomach could be in knots, but I'm going to show up. But they ain't going to be able to tell I don't feel good, but I'm going to show up.
All right. And Thursday is going to be Justy's topic for our podcast, and I'll let you explain about it. And we'll have some questions on our social media sometime this week.
So it's going to be old school versus new school, whereas though TV, movies, and music. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have some things written down whereas though I'm going to say a phrase from a movie or music, and you tell me what it is.
All righty. So on Saturday next week, what show or movie did you like in the past that had morals and real life situations? It may not be on the air anymore, but what was it and why did you like it?
And so is it just the past? It's nothing new?
Old shows, because let me tell you now, do you think there's any shows out here now that's really moral and stuff that don't have all the cussing, talking about the sex and drugs and all that?
You're right.
And most of the ones that have morals, you have to catch them on a late night tip for the rerun. So, but
late night, I ain't up, y'all.
Me either. 7:30, 8 o'clock, I'm trying to be in bed, except Thursdays when we do this podcast at 7.
At 9 o'clock is my downtime. Because I give everybody a chance to call me, get their questions out the way before I not answer my phone. And then they, I had somebody text me last night at 11:30. And asked me a question. And if it wasn't for me having to go to the bathroom, she just would not have got that question asked.
So let me tell you something off topic. I received a text message the other day, right? Mm-hmm. And it says, this is my last attempt to text you about your toll violations and your registration.
It's a scam.
Your registration is about to be expired.
Well, and
we're gonna deactivate. I said deactivate my driver's license. How do you deactivate it?
But you can suspend it. I don't know about deactivate. But it's a scam. I screenshotted the information
I found online about that they don't text you about toll violations.
Nope,
and anyway, the car that I drive is not in my name, so you wouldn't be texting me anyway. You'd be texting my job.
So what are you deactivating?
You
deactivating the car?
You deactivating the gold emblem on the side of my taxi?
I don't know.
But so I sent it to them, and I said, good luck on getting them to pay you for whatever toll you're talking about. Have a nice day.
Because y'all, whether y'all know it or not, they take them tolls right out of our money.
Yes, they do.
They don't hesitate. They don't say to us, hey, y'all need to pay this. No, it's coming out before time.
And before, you know, when you get the toll in the mail, it's only $6. But they add $25 processing fee. So guess what? I don't go through tolls. My GPS does not take me through a toll.
And when the customer say, just go through the toll, I say, well, just give me $25 right now.
$31. We need $31 to pay for the whole thing.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't mind paying for the $6. But. Yeah, but just go ahead and give me the $25. It's fine.
Now, I worked for the rideshare companies and I used to go through the tolls and I didn't have Easy Pass, I used to tell them, you want me to go through the toll? I need that money right now, the $6, so I can put it to my thing, because it was after COVID or during COVID when they stopped taking cash at the tolls. So, I mean, some of the Virginia, does the Virginia ones still have cash and credit card?
They do. I went through.
Like 66. Is that 66 down there? Route 66?
I had to go rescue my daughter off of the Delaware Memorial Bridge. And theirs was $4, I believe it was.
Okay, because I could probably ask Damika if she's still watching, because she lives in Richmond area.
And I know about getting down there.
I know there's some tolls to get down there unless you go the long way. 95, 85, whatever it is called.
I go to North Carolina and I don't go through no tolls that way either.
Oh,
we went the back road. That's why.
Oh, South Carolina also. Shoot, I went all the way to Florida with no tolls.
Did we? We just drove to Florida in February.
Do I have the best money? Yeah, Denise, what are you talking about?
What's the best money? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all in her phone.
She said, I have an Easy Pass. Do you have the best money? I don't know. Denise, explain why we're talking. We can ready to go off the air.
That means if you have the Easy Pass, then it takes it right off the Easy Pass. So is it best for you not to have the Easy Pass, or is it best for you to have the Easy Pass?
Well,
Denise?
But if I avoid it, then I'm not. What I'm saying is when you go through it, you're going to pay $250 when you have the pass. Oh,
For real?
If you have the pass, yes, discount it.
Okay.
They tell you.
Go look into a pass then.
I know it's best to have, Denise, but guess what? I put it in my GPS to not go through tolls because I'm not paying them.
Yeah, but sometimes
I'm sorry, going through the GPS, I work for.
It's the fast ways. Like, I had to go through the tolls here to rescue Tiasia, and had I had an Easy Pass, I wouldn't have had to worry about paying that $25 on top of things. So, Sometimes it's easy. It depends on the person.
We are winding down to our last couple minutes. Anybody have a question? If not, you got anything else to say? Anything coming up that we need to elaborate on? Or
So, I don't know.
I know what I wanted to say. I didn't ask you because I forgot, but now that we have 2 minutes, what about us trying to get to see if we can do a sleep out?
What the heck is a sleep out?
Like we camp out and, you know, act like we homeless for a night.
We're going to talk about that. I ain't messing with her today, y'all. I'm not messing with her. That would be a good idea, but
I forget what the actual word is called, but they camp out sleep out.
We're going to Google it because that ain't what it's called. A sleep out? I don't want to sleep out nowhere.
But it is outside.
We got to stay outside?
Yeah, overnight. I mean, we could probably do it glamping. We could glamp instead of camp.
Okay, y'all. So we're at the end of our time.
All right.
We are signing off.
Hope we made you laugh like we're trying not to laugh.
We're signing off from Real Talk Radio with
Original Nay and
Jess T.
See you next Saturday.
See you next Saturday.
This show is paid for by Worldwide International. Solid Beats. Solid Beats.
It's Real Talk Radio, coming to you live on Saturdays at 3 with Original Nay, and Just T. And we are coming to you with topics that will blow your mind in the mindset of the Lord above and testimonies from you out there and some from us. Please email us any questions or concerns, or maybe you want to be on the show at realtalkradio312@gmail.com. Also, watch us on social media. We are on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, all live. We can also send you the audio once the show is over, especially if you are on the show with us. Thank you. And we hope to see you or hear from you every Saturday at 3 o'clock on 106.1 Praise Baltimore. And that again is praisebaltimore.com. And we're out.